There's a very nice description in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Krishna's flute and how the Krishna's flute is related to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It said the vibration of Krishna's flute is like a bird that creates a nest within the ear of the gopis and always remains prominent there, and that does not allow any other sound to enter. Indeed, the gopis cannot hear anything else, nor are they able to concentrate on anything else. Such are the effects of Krishna's flutes. The Krishna jab murli bajate hain, to gopiyan itne mast ho jate hain usme, ki aur kuch sunai nahi padta. To Prabhupada ji tatpare mein likhte hain, ki jo Krishna jab murli bajate hain, to gopiyan usi par concentrate kar rahe hain, aur koi swar pe dhyan nahi dete. They are just concentrating on that sound. In other words, a devotee who has heard the sound of Krishna's flute forgets to talk or hear of any other subject. And the vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Prabhupada ji compare karne ki jaise gopiyan jo hai murli ki awaaz sun rahe hain, waise humko Hare Krishna Mahamantra dhyan se sunna hai. A serious devotee of the Lord who chants and hears this transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna becomes so accustomed that he cannot divert his attention to any other subject not related to Krishna's blissful characteristics and paraphernalia. So aadat ho jati hai, Hari naam mein man lag jata hai, फिर और कहीं पर विचार नहीं जाता. कुछ शुरुआत के स्टेज में मुश्किल है, लेकिन ये सोचना है कि जब मैं हरे कृष्ण बोल रहा हूँ, यानी कृष्ण की मुरली की आवाज है, दिस इज कृष्णस फ्लूट, सो लेट मी कॉन्सेंट्रेट. वन डिवोटी आस्क्ड प्रभुपाद, हिज नेम वॉज बहुलाश्य प्रभु, प्रभुपाद डिसाइपल, वॉट इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग दैट विल प्लीज यू प्रभुपाद? प्रभुपाद, वॉट इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग? प्रभुपाद सेड, चैंट हरे कृष्ण. You are chanting, I am very happy. I came to your country with one message, chant with me. So if you do this, I'll be very happy. Prabhupada ji bolte hain, bas mere saath chanting karo. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Hari Naam Prabhu ki jai. Let us offer respectful obeisance to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire trees, who can fulfill the desires of everyone and who are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnavrindiki.